ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Pacific's peak diplomatic body is set to be reunited with the nation of Kiribati, announcing it would return as a member of the Pacific Islands Forum. This means all the Pacific's Micronesian countries will once again be part of the forum after a leadership dispute prompted them to temporarily break away. To discuss the importance of these developments, we're joined now by the Federated States of Micronesia's President, David Panuelo. Mr. Panuelo, welcome to the show.
How are you, Brianga? Good to have you, talk to you on the program.
Yes, lovely to have you once again, Mr. Panuelo, to join us. Firstly, this is big news. How do you feel to have Kiribati return to the Pacific Islands Forum?
Well, this is a very welcome news. And of course, I first want to thank the Honorable Sitiveni Rambuka, our current chair, the Prime Minister of Fiji, for making that first international visit and to be in the Pacific, which demonstrates his priority for regional solidarity. So it is a very welcome news, and I understand that he has received a letter from Kiribati with that intention to return to our Pacific Islands Forum family.
Yes. What do you think prompted Kiribati to make that decision to join? You mentioned Prime Minister of Fiji's Sitiveni Rambuka's trip to Kiribati that happened just last week, I believe. He was there to apologize as chairman of the Pacific Islands Forum to the president of Kiribati, Tanes Maumau. Do you believe that trip, that apology, was the reason why Kiribati joined again?
Well, I do believe the trip was a culmination of many efforts that we've been doing as a Pacific Islands Forum family. We have been extending that olive branch. As you know, the MBS members have been doing that. The former chair of the PIF, Painamara, was doing that. And I think this culmination of that. So I really thank the current Prime Minister of Fiji, our forum chair, for doing the, you know, Pacific way of Talanoa to go and talk to a family member. So this is a very welcome news. The Micronesian President Summit will be happening in our part of the world in Pone Bay, Federated States of Micronesia. I will be hosting the gathering of the MBS members. And also, we have a Micronesian Islands Forum, which is a gathering of all of the Micronesian entities, sovereign and non-sovereign entities, territories, to have a meeting to strengthen our sub-region of Micronesia. We'll be discussing issues of, the one UN Micronesia House, which is the presence of the United Nations Multi-Country Office in our country, looking after the Micronesian sub-region. The Suva Agreement will be one of the topics, among other important issues for the Micronesian sub-region.
Yes, and that Suva Agreement being, of course, the agreement that got you, your country, President Panuelo, on board to rejoin the forum. It outlines, I guess, leadership plans and other plans, base plans for the Pacific Islands Forum. Do you feel, President, that this trip that Rambuka, the Prime Minister of Fiji, took should have happened earlier? Why wasn't more done earlier to get Kiribati back into the forum?
All of the entities, including the former chair of the Pacific Islands Forum, we were all doing many efforts to reach out to Kiribati. So, it's not lack of effort. I do believe that it's a matter of time. And so this is the right timing. So we just have to, give a good moment now and thank Kiribati, our the Pacific Islands Forum member, that they have now decided to rejoin the Pacific Islands Forum. We also received I received a very good letter from current forum chair, the Honorable Sitiveni Rambuka, indicating that there will be a special forum leaders meeting. And then we asked that they consider around mid-March, so that after the meeting of the Micronesian President Summit and the Micronesian Islands Forum, and having come together to discuss the issues, we will be ready to join the forum leaders meeting to discuss with the rest of the members of the Pacific Islands Forum matters of importance, including implementation of the Suva Agreement in Fiji.
Now, President Panuila, I wanted to step back a bit, because often when we talk about these big meetings, these forums, these diplomatic bodies, we forget why it matters. You're obviously president of Federated States of Micronesia. You care most of all for your people in the islands. Why is unity at the Pacific Islands Forum so important to the people, not just of FSM, but also the larger Pacific as a whole?
Well, regional solidarity is a very important one. We've come past that stage, a fragmentation. I think the Micronesian sub-region went at it by being frank about what we were not happy with. Reforms were accomplished, during those meetings. And then reforms are done, and the forum is one strong entity that I doubt will ever be fractured again in the future. When we have these issues of inequity, we have to discuss in a frank, open manner. We've accomplished that. Reforms are done, and the Suva Agreement is the mechanism by which to implement, signed by every member except Kiribati. So now that Kiribati is coming into the family as the last member to make it complete, and now we're going to discuss implementation of the Suva Agreement. And it is important because the solidarity of the Pacific Island countries through the Pacific Islands Forum family will mean that our positions will be very strong on climate change, on geopolitics, on economic development and security issues held. We've just come out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now we have to discuss mechanisms of strengthening our economic growth collectively throughout the Pacific Island countries. And I've always said that no man is an island. The Pacific Island countries in our blue Pacific continent is one body that must be together to combat everything, all the issues that are important to us and in our cooperation with our development partners.
Do you think there are any fears, President Panuila, that the Pacific Islands Forum might break apart once again?
I absolutely doubt it. And I was one of the, actors, so to speak, representing the Micronesian President Summit. I really absolutely doubt that the forum will be fractured ever again. What happened was that we expressed our grievances, and it was accomplished. We, the Pacific Island family, are now poised at working together. And this is a very welcome news that Kiribati will be rejoining the forum family again.
Do you know, President, if Kiribati negotiated any deals to get them to return to the forum? I'm particularly looking at Kiribati's relationship with China, which has become quite strong over the past few years. Do you think coming back in the forum, Kiribati will perhaps lobby more for China, or for PIF members at least, to support China's proposed region-wide trade deals, for instance?
Well, I can't speak to what Kiribati does on a bilateral basis, but on a multilateral level, speaking through as a forum family, it is understood that the Pacific Islands Forum, when we are talking about overall issues of security, like geopolitics, it is something that must be discussed through the multilateral mechanism of our forum family, so that implications can be discussed fully, and then that we reach a consensus on matters of importance, such as that, among other important issues. So I really am very confident with the strength of our Pacific Islands Forum today. and to complete that foreign family, Kiribati rejoining, he's a very welcome news.
Yes. Do you think Fiji's recent change in government, President Panuelo, had anything to do with Kiribati's decision to return?
Well, you know, governments change, of course, because we do, as politicians, get the mandate from the citizens. Elections happens, and then, you know, whether it's the same government or a change of government. But the objective is that we maintain continuity in the foreign family and that we work together as Pacific brothers and sisters in strengthening our blue Pacific continent. And of course, the Pacific Islands Forum, through the Forum Secretariat, we appreciate the Secretary General's efforts, my friend Henry Puna, who recognizes all of these things. And of course, we welcome the transition of also chairmanship, as you know, that Cook Islands will be the next host of the Pacific Islands Forum meetings. And so that's a welcome news. And I thank Fiji for carrying the mantle with the new prime minister, who's a friend of Micronesia, Sidibeni Rambuga. I have confidence in him that he will carry us forward in his capacity currently as chair of the Pacific Islands Forum and transitioning it to Cook Islands, which I know they're going to be looking forward to chairing our Pacific Islands Forum this year.